choose to get up. Sometimes we don't know that we can choose to do that, but we got to. There's no doubt in my mind this week that this is exactly what the Lord wants to say. I was in prayer and I was seeking God. In my heart, the Spirit of the Lord just said, choose to get up. And my spirit was quickened. I don't know if you understand that, but what I mean is my heart leaped inside of my chest with courage, with strength, it completely eliminated doubt and fear. And it just leaped in my heart, and I knew it was God speaking to me, no question. And the Lord began to deal with me and tell me that I want my people to get up. I want them to be strong and courageous. I want them to go forth as a mighty army. I want them to be courageous in me. And I began to think about all the things in life. And, you know, sometimes the way gets tedious, doesn't it? Tedious. It gets difficult. And when it's tedious, we've got to choose to get up. When it's difficult, we got to choose to keep going. And there are times where we get in spiritual slumps. You ever been in one? I mean, we're not always walking through the bed of roses all the time, and circumstances have a way of stripping our joy. Manifold temptations can come against us, and we can have our joy literally stripped from us. And at those times, it's a conscious choice to say, I'm not going to lay here in this. I'm not going to wallow in bitterness. I'm not going to wallow in the pain of the circumstances of life, but I'm choosing to stand and get up. I'm choosing to go forward. I'm choosing to make a decision that I am going to be victorious in Jesus Christ. Amen? It's a choice this morning. It is a choice this morning. I know the enemy doesn't want you to know that, but it is a choice. We all go through circumstances. We all make mistakes. Sometimes we make some mistakes. They can be pretty great. They can be pretty bad. At that time, I've seen Christians at that time have to make a serious decision. Choose to get up or choose to lay down and die. Amen? There's a choice that has to be made. And I've seen good Christians make the right choice and say, I'm going to go on with Jesus no matter what. I've seen good Christians get up and stand there while other people mocked them, made fun of them, ridiculed them, and even questioned their own integrity or questioned whether God could ever bring them back themselves. But God is able to do it. He is full of compassion. He's gracious and merciful. Amen? He can bring back anybody from any circumstances. And so a choice has to be made to get up. There's a lot of times in life that we have to do that. You know, that choice takes fortitude. Amen? It takes determination. I have determined to hold out to the end. For Jesus is with me. On Him I can depend. I know I have salvation, for I feel it in my soul. I am determined to hold out to the end. There's got to be this fortitude, this determination in the hearts of God's people. Because if you lose that determination, the enemy can strip from you all the great things that God has placed in your life. Amen? He can. It takes determination to choose to get up. It takes fortitude to choose to get up. And this morning, I don't want to talk to your flesh. Because your flesh will just leave you wallowing in the bitterness of the past. Your flesh will just keep you there and keep you in that muck and in that junk and keep you down and keep you from looking at God and focusing on Him. So I don't want to speak to your flesh this morning. I want to speak to the new creature that Christ Jesus has put inside each one of you. I want to speak to the transformed heart and the renewed mind. I don't want to talk to the flesh that doesn't understand or can conceive how God can bring people out of a miry clay and put them on a stable rock and establish their goings. I want to talk to people who know what I want to speak to that new creature in your heart. The flesh can't understand it, but the new creature can get up from stuff that nobody else can get up from. That new creature keep you walking when everybody said you shouldn't keep walking. That new creature will make you go to church when everybody said, why are you going? Amen. That new creature will make you do things you never thought you could do. But when you would, and I want to talk to that new creature, because if I could speak to the new creature inside of you, that new creature, that old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. If I talk to them, I know that you'll rise up out of all the circumstances you're facing, and you will be blessed and strengthened this morning. Amen. Yeah, the flesh don't like it, but that's that. I don't want to talk to a weary flesh. I want to talk to the new creature that doesn't get weary. The new creature don't care about the circumstances. It just gets up. The Bible says a righteous man falls 7 times. He gets back up. The righteous man is not defined by his falls. He's defined by the fact he gets up. Amen? He's defined by the fact that he gets up again. Doesn't mean righteous men don't make mistakes, because they do. I read the story there in 1 Samuel chapter 30. David didn't know what to do. His Saul was trying to kill him. He pretty much had to run for his life. He hid in caves. Matter of fact, many of the Psalms that are written were written in the caves, hiding from King Saul. And he had no place in Israel. He had no place to go. So he went to Ziklag, which was a part of the Philistine territory. And there he kind of hid out. He wasn't really, really welcomed in the Philistine territory, and he wasn't welcome in Israel either. That's kind of a sticky place to be, isn't it? Here's a man that killed 200 Philistines and took their foreskin so he could win the heart of King Saul's daughter. And here he is living in the Philistines' campgrounds, living with them. Now, when they went to war, David went with the Philistines to fight against Israel. I think that's a pretty confusing place to be, don't you think? I think he's a little distraught. I think he's a little confused by what's going on. But the Bible says that when they got there, the Philistines did not trust David. And they told David, you go back home, because we don't know. We get in the fight, you might turn on us, and we could be in a real heap of trouble. And so they sent David home. So here's David. Israel don't want him. Neither does the enemy. They don't want him either. So he goes back to Ziklag. They're all distraught. They're not. No one's accepting him. And when they get back, Ziklag had been attacked by the Amalekites. His wives, their children, and the whole city burned. And when the men got back to Ziklag, the Bible says that David and all his men wept until they could weep no more. Until there was no more power to weep. David was in a very sticky situation. The men even said, let's stone him because of their grief. They thought they'd never see their family again. But then the Bible gives us these powerful words in the book of Samuel. The Bible says, but David encouraged himself in the Lord. I said, David encouraged himself in the Lord. He got up from the situation he was in, from the loss he was facing, from the difficulties that presented themselves in Israel, and the difficulties that presented themselves amongst the Philistines. He got up and said, I'm going to be victorious. And he sought the Lord on what to do. And he went and took the Amalekites and got back everything that had been stolen from him, because he encouraged himself in the Lord. We need the same fortitude, the same determination to make it in these last days. We've got to get up. We've got to choose to do it. There's got to be a fortitude, determination to say, that's it, I'm going forward. I'm not going to wallow here. I'm not going to sit here. I'm not going to be in this mess. I'm not going to allow myself to be stuck here. David had to make a choice, and he made it, and he went forward. Listen, church, there's a lot of things that want to stop you from going forward. The enemy don't want you to get up. You ever make mistakes? And there's the enemy beating on you constantly, pounding on you, saying, look at you, you're a sinner. You're not holy, look at you. You made a mistake. God ain't going to accept that. He ain't going to accept you. Oh, that's the enemy talking. Well, have you ever been in church and you don't feel worthy of worshiping him? And the devil tries to tell you you're not worthy. Why would you even raise your hands? You see, the devil loves to keep you down. God don't do that. Your heavenly Father don't keep people down. He picks people up. He upholds all them that fall. He upholds all them that fall. He picks them up again. The enemy wants to keep you down, keep you suppressed, keep you thinking that you can't be victorious. But God has made you victorious through Jesus Christ, His Son, and that victory belongs to you this morning. The devil might pound on you, but you can make a conscious choice to say, devil, keep pounding, but I'm getting up anyway. Amen? I'm getting up anyway. Well, you don't feel worthy of praising Him. Well, when did you think that you did? When did you ever think you were worthy? Amen? Because the truth of the matter is, none of us have ever been worthy. We're not praising Him for our worth. We're praising Him for His worth. Amen? He's worthy of all praise. Amen? That's the concept. The enemy wants to put you down. I read, you know the story of Samson. Samson was a man with great potential to do great things for God. Full of power. Man, one time he took the jawbone of a donkey, killed 1,000 Philistines at a standstill. I mean, that's pretty amazing. To be able to swing his arm at 1,000 people, 1,000 people were hit by Samson, and they died in one time. That's a pretty strong man. The Bible said that Samson was so strong that he took the gates of Gaza, and he took the gates and he ran them uphill 45 miles. And set the gates on a hill. The gates weighed about a bus and a half. What he did. I think there's great potential there, don't you think? Great potential to do great things for God. Now, Samson got caught up in his own personal passions, and that ended up stealing from him the blessings and the power of God. Samson laying there without hair because his power was locked in the vow that he had between him and God. And the Philistines came, they took Samson, they poked out his eyes, and they made him do the work of a mule. And he sat there grinding like a mule. And then one day they thought, let's bring Samson out and let's make a mockery of him. The Bible records these words. It says, howbeit, the hairs of his head began to grow back. I don't know who the barber was in Palestine. I don't know who they were. But they missed their job. And they let Samson alone. It's a scary thing when the devil leaves God's people alone. Because they're going to rise up. Amen? I said they're going to rise up. They're going to get up. And when they get up, they're strong in Jesus. Amen? They're strong in the Lord. The devil didn't keep him down, and he sit there. And when they took him out to make fun of him, his prayer is phenomenal. He says, Lord, remember me. You remember what we had together. I know I messed it up, but do you remember what we had together? Do you remember the power? Do you remember what we had? And he said, remember me, Lord. And he said, do it one more time in my life. One more time. And in Samson's death, he did more in that moment than he ever did in his lifetime because he chose to get up at that very moment. Do you realize that if you choose to get up, you will do more in your death to the flesh than you've ever done in all your life? You'll do more for Jesus right now. The flesh wants to suppress you. The flesh wants you to be focused on the circumstance. The devil wants to keep you down. But God has made you victorious. And if you focus on the victory, if you focus on the blood, if you focus on what Jesus has done, that new creature is going to walk anyway. You can't stop the born-again man who refuses to turn to the right hand or to the left. You can't stop the man of God who ponders the path of his feet, who lets his eyelids look straight before him. You just can't stop him. He refuses to back down. He refuses to give up. The devil can't keep him down. Despite the circumstances, despite the problems, despite the issues, despite the pain, despite the confusion, the enemy cannot suppress the new creature that Christ has created inside of you. It is our choice to live one way or the other. Choose to live by the new creature who sees things as Christ sees them. Choose to live by the new creature that says all things are possible through Jesus Christ our Lord. choose to live by the new creature that says I am more than a conqueror through him that loved me. Choose to live by the new creature who says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of all strongholds. Choose to live through that new creature. Don't let the enemy in the flesh suppress. Choose to get up. Choose to get up. The Bible says God upholds you. Choose to get up because he does. Choose to get up because he does. I said choose to get up because he does. He holds you. In the very palms of his hand, he holds you. He knows you. God doesn't discard his people. Oh, you made a mistake. Guess what? God still loves you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. He does not throw his people away, but he upholds all them that fall. And they arise again in the arms of the Lord. God, he's going to keep us. He's going to strengthen us. He holds us up. Micah said this, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, when I fall. I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me, Micah said. God's going to strengthen his people. He upholds us. He encourages us. He pushes us forward. He's not the God to beat on you. Amen. I said he's not a God that beats on his people. He's an encouraging God. You can tell the voice of the enemy from the voice of God very easily. If you walk in that new creature, you're going to know God. Amen. That new creature is going to know when his voice says, get up. You ever heard the Lord say, move on? You ever heard the Lord say, get over it? Well, he talks like that. I said, he talks like that. Because God has greater things in store than the circumstances we go through. Amen? Circumstances, situations, the past can stop us from going forward, but God says, choose to get up. Choose to get up. Make a choice. The Bible says if you draw nigh unto me, he will draw nigh unto you. Just take a step and watch what God does. I said take a step and watch what God does. It's mighty what he'll do. A lot of people are saying, God, where you at? Where you at? God's saying, take a step and watch. I'm going to come. I'm going to be there. He upholds us. He protects us. The enemy cannot rejoice over us because we're going to rise. In Exodus, God said this. He said, you have seen what I did under the Egyptians and how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. How many know that's exactly what he did in the cross of Calvary? Amen? That's exactly what he did on the cross of Calvary. He bared you on eagle's wings and he brought you unto himself. Do you think the God who brings you to himself will so easily discard what the things that he has accomplished in your life? With great pain, with great agony, with great turmoil, God has purchased your salvation, satisfied the very justice of God. And today you are born again because of the cross of Calvary, because of the empty tomb. He doesn't discard lightly what God has placed in our lives. Isaiah said, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Aren't you thankful he's our help in the time of trouble? The Bible said he makes our feet like hinds' feet so we can escape to the mountaintops. The Bible said that he's with us. No matter where we go, he'll never forsake us. David said, I've been young and I've been old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Nor his seed begging bread. The Lord says, choose to get up. If he says, choose to get up, the strength is there to do it. I said, if he said, choose to get up, the strength is there to do it. The strength to stand and walk in this way is there to do it. It's a choice. Father, I choose. I choose to get up. I choose to get up despite what's going on. Despite the frustration. Despite the past. Despite the pain, I choose to get up. I choose to not sit here and let my flesh suppress the victory that I've already got. Amen? I choose to get up and not let the flesh suppress the victory that I've already got. We are more than conquerors. You're a conqueror tomorrow just like you're a conqueror today. You're victorious on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You're victorious every day of the week. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Amen. I said you're victorious. Why are you victorious? Not because you're anything good. Amen. There is none good but God. There's nothing good in us. Amen. The only thing good about us is we said yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, here I am. I'm sorry. Yes, Lord, here I am. Forgive me. Yes, Lord, here I am. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord, here I am. Take over. Yes, Lord, here I am. That's the only thing good that we've ever done is made the decision to say yes to the Lord. And when we said yes, through the blood of Christ, through the cross of Calvary, through the empty tomb, we have been made victorious through that work. And therefore, the circumstances of life mean nothing. The things of life mean nothing. If you died right now, you're still blessed. Amen. I said, you're still blessed. I suffered with fear when I was a young Christian, just newly saved. I suffered with great fear. I had a lot of nightmares at night. I would go to sleep afraid of dying in the night because I knew I wasn't saved. I was very afraid of hell. I didn't want to see it. I didn't want to go there. And at night, I was tormented. And I remember I was a new Christian, newly saved. And I was in my bed, and the devil gave me a horrible dream. And I was so tormented at night. I was so scared. I woke up just sweating and fear. You ever wake up trembling? I was trembling in fear. And I told the Lord, I go, Lord, why won't these stop? I've given my life to you. I love you. I don't want this in my life. And the Lord came to me and he delivered me with just a little bit of just a sentence. He said, Bruce, if you died, would it be such a bad thing? No. My new creature said, not at all. Because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And I can't describe the peace that overcame me. I put my head on the pillow and that scripture came to life. He giveth his beloved rest. And I put my head down. I went right to sleep. And I've been sleeping like a baby ever since that day. I don't have fear, guilt, none of that. I sleep good at night now. No fear, no torment, none of that. If I died in my sleep, glory to God. If I died in a wreck, glory to God. If I died preaching by the pulpit, glory to God. No matter what it is, no circumstance can take what God has done for me. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? No, I'm gonna choose to remain steadfast. I'm gonna choose to remain unmovable. I'm gonna choose to keep walking despite where I'm at, despite what the devil's done. And the devil wreaks a lot of havoc in people's lives. And I'm sure some of you could, if we just stood up and testified and all you did was talked about what the devil did this week, you sure could talk about a lot. Amen. Be here all day, all night, all week, all month, all year. Amen. Because we could go through about what the devil has done and done and done. But what is so much better is what God has done. What is so much more greater is what God has done. The Bible says greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. God has put in you something greater than the world has ever seen and knows. They don't even know why you're so happy. They don't even know why you're so excited. They can't figure you out. You're happy in a Pinto. They're driving Mercedes and still depressed. And you're happy. I'm telling you, what has God done? He's created in you a new creature that is excited about everything and excited about all that he's got. Paul said, I've learned to be content in all things. Why? That new creature is happy wherever he is. Put him in a jail cell, he's still happy. Amen. Put him in a Philippian jail cell. He'll still sing and give praise to God. Amen. Go ahead, beat him with rods. Stone him out there in Lystra. Leave him for dead. He'll still get up and go preach again. Amen. He don't care. That new creature, if we live by that, oh, he holds us up. I said he holds us up. The enemy wants to suppress you. Now listen, we need to keep going because it's the devil that wants to put you down. The enemy wants to put you down. We need to keep going because God has promised to be with us and uphold us. We need to keep going. We need to choose to get up. We need to choose to move forward. We need to choose to do it. But not only that, but we need to choose to go forward because others are watching. You hear me? Others are watching. Your family's watching. Your loved ones are watching. Your friends are watching. The one that has stunned me the most here recently is that the angelic hosts are watching. It was John Bunyan who told a young man, he said, if I had it all over to do again, I would go back and I would, with the same resolve, but with the greater knowledge, give my life even greater. And he said, because angels are watching me and they're cheering me on. Could you imagine what the angelic host does when someone says no to the flesh? Could you imagine what the angelic host says when they watch a new creature in Christ Jesus get up out of the ash and the muck of the past and say, I'm going forward? Could you imagine the applause and the excitement and the exuberant praise that might go on in heaven? The Bible says when one soul repents, all of heaven rejoices. All of heaven rejoices. Could you imagine the shout in heaven? Could you imagine the shout in heaven? When God says, ring the bell, another one's come in, ring the bell, and all of heaven says, woo! Amen? We're just in a church of about 100 people. If we all went, woo, at the same time, let's do a test. Ready on the count of three. One, two, three. Woo! Could you imagine what heaven's got to sound like? Heaven's got to be wonderful. When a soul comes in, when you do great things for God, the angels are applauding. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory be to His name. Glory be to His name. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. They cry and they praise God when we are victorious. Yeah, angels are watching us. The Bible says, beware, you might entertain them unaware. Isn't it wonderful that God has made a way for us? The angels are watching, your family's watching, your friends are watching you. Could you imagine how the angels feel when they see a believer who can be victorious choose to not walk victorious? Could you imagine the dismay, the confusion? When they see a soul who's been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, who's been brought out, say, I'm going to go back to what I've been brought out from. Could you imagine the dismay of their heart? This is why we need to choose to get up. We all battle. I said we all battle. None of us here are exempt from the battles of this life. Amen? None of us are. We're not exempt. But we can be victorious by how we choose to walk with Christ. Amen? Many people are defeated before they ever get to the battle. Amen? I've watched professional teams, and I'm a huge soccer fanatic, okay? I've watched professional soccer for many years, and I've seen good teams do very well, and I've seen good teams do really bad. Because they buckled under the pressure. They were defeated in their mind before they got on the field. I've watched teams do it constantly. Many people get in the field of this life. They get out there and they get defeated by the enemy because in their mind they've been defeated. I can't overcome that. I can't get past it. And they say those things. They literally say those things. I just can't shake it. I can't get rid of the depression. I can't get rid of the past. I can't get rid of the stuff. I can't do it. And they say that they say these things in your mind. How many have ever said it? I have. I've said that. I can't get over it. I can't get past it. I don't know how I'm going to get victory. How's this going to happen? And there had to come a point in my life where I said, I choose to get up. And I cannot describe to you the power that overcomes the believer who says, I choose to walk this way, and I'm putting down everything else that gets in the way. Amen? There's a power that comes with that believer. God said, I uphold you. He said, I'm with you. I'll never forsake you. Psalms 145, 14, so impacted my heart this week. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. Have you fallen and been bowed down? Your Lord wants to pick you up. You hear me? I said, your Lord wants to pick you up. Aren't you thankful for that? I said, aren't you thankful? He don't want you to stay there. He doesn't want you to stay there. He wants you to know, get up. The strength to get up is there. The determination is, all you got to do is say, I'm determined.